Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Item that will be amended. We have Mr. Breeden here. We also have the Sheriff's Department here. Mr. Breeden, just can you give us any talk about your involvement with the body cams?
Yes. I was involved in the initial money and funding of the body cameras, and a couple of months ago when the resolution was passed to award the $600,000 for the procurement of body cameras. Basically, the decision was made to initiate an RFP and go through that process. The RFP was performed by the Sheriff's Office and such. And I've been in communications now after the RFP was done and information received that I will be involved per understanding with Chief Greenan with the ongoing process of the assessment of the RFP.
Have you been involved with the RFP process?
No, I was not involved with the RFP process. That was conducted by the Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
There's recently been a narrative spun that if the Department of Information and Support Services has the funding for body cam implementation and the legislature decides to transfer that funding upon the sheriff's selection of how that funding will be spent, that DISS could have access to seeing the footage that is collected on the cameras after the money is transferred at a date when it's actually going to be spent. Is that true, Mr. Breeden? I'm just trying to get some factual clarity.
No, I mean, we would never be able to access the solution that is selected. We wouldn't have rights to it. We wouldn't store the data here based upon the RFP and an agreement we had prior that it would be a cloud-based service and that we would not maintain the data and have access to the data.
Even if you purchased the cameras out of your budget based on your department's expertise and purchasing technology for the county, just the way you purchase computers for various departments, set up the computers, and then relinquish the computers over to the departments, would that allow you the ability to see any evidence collected on any of the body cams?
No, these would be brand new devices that would be deployed by the sheriff's office and the team with the sheriffs. We would not have access. Plus, they would not touch any of the county servers, equipment, or anything like that. It would be a proprietary network that would belong directly to the sheriff's office.
Okay, so we are
and the vendor
agreed and understand that in no way does DISS will have access to any type of evidence or any type of footage or any type of storage of anything collected on body cams once the purchase and the deployment actually happens?
That is correct. We would not have access.
And
do
you have an interest in that?
I have no interest in that.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Legislator Larigo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Scott, when were you first made aware that we were discussing body cameras today?
This morning, as I walked in, I was talking to representatives from the media.
Were you ever notified by the legislature majority that we were discussing body cameras this morning?
I will state this, that there was a discussion yesterday with some of the principals from our office and the legislature's majority. They were productive discussions at that point. And I'll just classify it as productive discussions. And then this morning we did learn that there's now an amendment to move the money to the sheriff's office.
Were you consulted at all in the drafting of this amendment?
No.
Scott, who does the sheriff answer to?
As the county executive controller and clerk's office, sheriff's office is an independently elected office.
Have you taken a look at the budget book that we've been talking about for the past 2 days? Above Sheriff Timothy Howard, who he responds to, it says voters. It says that for everybody but the county executive. The legislature says voters, the clerk, the controller. County executive has citizens of Erie County. I think that's a game on his part. But the sheriff is an independently elected official, right?
That's correct.
Does he answer to DISS?
No, we utilize their expertise. We will be on some of the moving forward on the RFPs, but we have to rely on them for certain things, but they act on the request of us.
Can you say that again?
They act on the request for us in regards to any software or anything else that we do.
So you work in collaboration with DISS in the past, but they act on the request of you.
That's correct. We use the county's license for Windows and such, which they have access to update the general computers. But if we have specific items, then we will reach out to them.
A few years ago, as I sat in this body, the sheriff was here, and the chairperson at the time of the Finance Management Committee or Public Safety Committee, whatever it was, kept referring to the sheriff's office as the sheriff's department. How does the sheriff feel about that wording?
Well, it is an independently elected office. Therefore, the sheriff and previous sheriffs believe that it should be called the Office of the Sheriff and referred that way. We understand that there is a lexicon out there regarding law enforcement departments and agencies, but it is the sheriff's office.
Right. Now, yesterday, I believe you were here during the sheriff's mid-year budget hearing where Chief Greenan said that the RFPs had not been opened and until the money had been transferred into the sheriff's office, they would not be, correct?
Yes.
Chief Greenan also said that once the money is shifted and the RFPs are opened, that the sheriff's office would be willing to work with DISS to get the body cameras up and running, correct?
That's correct.
He also mentioned, I think this is important, that the $600,000 that was transferred isn't even enough to get a body camera program implemented for a year, right?
Yes.
If the legislature would have transferred $1.2 million, we could have had at least a year, right?
As of old numbers, yes.
And going forward, there's been no indication from the legislature that there'll be additional funding given to the sheriff's office to continue the body camera program after the $600,000 runs out, right?
Other than what the sheriff has said and to the media and to the public is that this will be a legacy program and we will have it included in our budgets moving forward.
In your budget request, but we're not sure if that money is going to be there.
It's
up to this body, right?
Yes, it would be our budget request working with the county executive in this body.
So you haven't opened the RFPs. $600,000 we know is not enough to do it for a year, but we don't even know what those RFPs say because they haven't been opened. It could be, the RFPs could come back at over $1 million, right?
All scenarios are open and are there.
And what Chief Greenan also said yesterday is that he's not going to waste resources of the sheriff's office to open and review those RFPs until the sheriff's office is confident that that money is going to be in his budget to spend.
I believe you said that, yes.
When the sheriff's office purchases computers, cameras for the jail, and other technological equipment, where does that money come from?
Funding within the authority of the sheriff's office.
Does it come from the DISS budget?
Not I don't I can't answer that question. I don't have that knowledge to answer that question.
Mr. Breeden, when the sheriff's office purchases equipment, whether it's technological or otherwise, is that money ever placed into your accounts?
Depends. Some of it's like for cameras and buildings and facilities. It comes out of DPW's budget. For certain servers and so forth, for the running of the jail management system, it comes out of our budget and such. Yeah, so it comes out of multiple budgets for the sheriff's office.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that, but okay. So I appreciate your answer and trust that that's true. If the money was transferred via the resolution that was submitted last Thursday to the sheriff's office, would those RFPs already be opened?
They would be in the process starting tomorrow, only because of the postmark date. We've received 8 to this date via carrier, but we did put postmark in the event that somebody did mail it by U.S. mail, which may be delayed and sometimes. The process would have been probably tomorrow. We were looking at an opening.
Is the sheriff's office willing to work with DISS to get this accomplished as quickly as possible?
Yes.
Is there any reason why, in the sheriff's estimation, that the money should stay in DISS?
No.
Thank you.
Before we move on, one question. Did the sheriff RFP proposals, didn't it have to come in at $546,000?
I'm sorry?
Did the sheriff's RFP proposals, did they have to come in at $546,000?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Legislator Brusso?
Scott, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't ask questions as eloquently as some people in the room, but it's pretty simple stuff to me. It's 8 envelopes. We're talking about resources and wasting resources. I'll volunteer my time to make the call to DISS, sit down with you and him. I'll open the 8 envelopes, and we can at least see where we're at. Because the $2 million that this started at now is down to 1.2, according to some people in the room. We did some homework. We believe $600,000 is the right number. But until the 8 envelopes are opened, which I can do in very small amount of time, okay, we don't know. There's amendments here to just try to work together to do what's right for the taxpayers dollar-wise and to bring the sheriffs into the 21st century. That's it. Simple stuff. This is not anything more than that. This is just trying. I'm not interested in micromanaging the sheriff. That's not my job. But our job is to look out for the taxpayers. That's what we're trying to do here. Thank you.
Legislator Dixon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've already wasted resources and time, and we've hired outside counsel to get an opinion on, you know, which office gets to have the money. This has gotten ridiculous. I mean, this is a body that has pushed for body cams for quite some time. This is a body that has pushed for help with inmates and recidivism for a long time. And here we are today delaying things further or playing, ha, I'm right, you're wrong. We've wasted resources and we've wasted time. Thank you.
Legislator Rath.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Scott, I have a question about how many other counties do we know in New York State that are utilizing body cameras right now?
I had those in notes prepared. I am having problems recalling how many, but I did, through the New York State Sheriff's Association, did do a survey. It was more than a handful, but that's the best number I can put on it at this without having my notes in front of me.
Are you aware of any other counties that are having this type of a chain of command authorization situation with their Department of Information Support Services?
We did not delve into that issue at all.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because, as my colleagues have said, this is an unnecessary delay. And it seems like that's the order of the day here in the legislature. everything is delayed, everything is pushed aside. If it's for a political agenda, if it's for who gets credit for what, the taxpayers of Erie County deserve better, Mr. Chair. We should be moving forward. We should be working on projects and getting them across the finish line and not worrying about resolved clauses and who gets credit for who does what and which department the project lands in. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a no-brainer. We all support body cameras. Let's get this done. Let's get it done today. And quite honestly, if we follow your resolution, we have another at least 2-month delay. At least. And you know what? The sheriffs will not be armed with cameras. They will not have what has been a service that we have been prioritizing, all 11 of us. So to my colleagues, let's get this done today, and let's get it done with the original resolution, because that is the right thing to do, and it's time is of the essence, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Legislator Baxter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to motion to amend what the original resolution on this item has been presented with us to what's been passed out, because there's been no motion made on that. And I would like an opportunity to speak to some of the things that some of the members feel that they are frustrated with true and honest clarity. One, this item is on the agenda, which means that it can be talked about at any moment when we have a public safety committee. This item came up in mid-year budget hearings under another legislator's instigation yesterday, when it had absolutely nothing to do with what we were talking about at that time. The reasons why it is coming up today and the people who were invited here today is because we heard from Mr. Zilka and the Sheriff's Office a number of times on this item, and we have never heard from the Department of Information and Support Services, the body, the department wherein all of the members of this body voted for the funding for body cameras to go to. We wouldn't even be in this situation if certain members of this body weren't pushed to be able to change their mind about where they decided to send the money in the first place. Another thing that I have grown tired of is beating around the bush and not addressing the elephant that is clearly in the room here today. I will speak for myself and myself only. I am not speaking as chair of this body, but as a representative and a lawmaker of Legislative District 2. I do not trust the sheriff. I told Scott Zilka a month ago that he would be back here with another excuse as to why body cams would not be able to be implemented. And this reason is a joke. It is an absolute joke. And to me, it is just a power struggle. There is funding that has been approved for body cameras because the sheriff himself refused to put up the money himself in his budget. He said to us, you need to find me the funding because body cameras are not a priority to me. A helicopter and a SWAT team is. After time going back and forth about that, Mr. Chair, we found a way to approve funding for body cameras. The reasons why the funding, in my opinion, and under my vote, went to the Department of DISS is because there's no reason that the department who provides technological security for the county can't be involved in deciding on what vendor we move forward with to make sure that that it's implemented correctly, because the sheriff himself said that this issue was not a priority. This is now the 10th or 11th excuse as to why we can't implement body cams. They can open up those envelopes. There are no resources being used, in my opinion, to open up envelopes and say, Erie County Legislature, this is the vendor that we want to go with. This is how much it costs us. Give us the money to buy them. And our amendment clearly states that once that happens, which it has to happen in order for them to spend the money in the first place, we are more than happy to give the department the money and then they can move for purchase. Why don't I trust the sheriff? Because of the timeline of events that have led us up to this point. Please let me go over them. March 14th, we had a public safety committee here in the legislature on body cameras. The sheriff said for a second time, body cams are not of importance or a priority in his budget or for his office. On March 14th, Scott Zilka copied the sheriff, all sent an issue. We had an email exchange that it says that our records indicate that during our body cam pilot process, two of the 13 deputies completed a form of use of force instances during the trial period. On March 19th, the sheriff then writes an email to his staff, CCs my staff, and says, whoa, is she, meaning April Baskin, clever enough to ask for the other footage that has not been released to the public? We're speaking about the incident at the Bill Stadium. We have a sheriff who is questioning, do I have the level of intelligence to ask for more footage? If I have staff members that have copies of that email available, pass it out so that everybody can see what the sheriff wrote about me to his colleagues and then wondered if I was clever enough to ask for more footage. Not only am I clever enough to ask for the footage after I get this email, I'm also clever enough not to send an email questioning the intelligence level of a fellow elected official and then actually sending it to that person's staff. So moving forward, Mr. Chair, on March 25th, I asked the sheriff for additional body cam footage on the incident that happened at the Bills Stadium. They replied, oh, the deputy at that time had turned his camera off. Then I move forward with a FOIA request asking for more footage. To date, that FOIA request has not been complied with or addressed. These are the reasons why I don't want to transfer the funding to the sheriff's office. I desperately believe, Mr. Chair, that if we transfer that funding over, they will not make body cams a priority the way they have refused to make them a priority up until this point. We wouldn't be having a discussion about funding for body cams if it weren't for this legislative body actually finding the funding and putting it into place in the first place. I think that if we transfer that funding over, it will either sit there or they will come up with another excuse as to why it can't be used, or they'll say it's not enough and we'll be back here again with Scott Zilka giving us another reason why we cannot implement body cams. And then there'll be more incidents like happened at the Bills Stadium. There'll be more incidents that happened with poor Eric Garner. We're celebrating his death 5 years ago, a man who was tackled to death and strangled to his death in this country by excessive use of force by deputies. We have failed to mention that the deputy caught up in the Bill Stadium incident and caught on the pilot footage from the body cam incident was found guilty of falsifying the police report. We need body cams. And the reason why I don't want to just make that simple transfer and move it over is because I know they don't at the sheriff's office. I don't want Erie County, the second largest county in the state of New York, the county which of the highest legislative branch I chair, to be one of the only places in the country that are staggering behind with this progressive technology, which protects people's rights, which protects human rights, which protects some of the deputies who aren't out there falsifying reports, really doing their job from harm. We need to make sure that this happens. If we transfer that money, if I personally vote to transfer that money, I know that we'll never see that money again. We have an amendment before us that says the money is there. It's sitting with a department in the county that is very well equipped and has an expertise in purchasing technology. All the sheriff has to do, according to our amendment, is choose a vendor. Then at least I know that the money will be spent. He still has to come back to us and say, can I enter into contract and spend the money with the vendor? The answer will be yes. And then we will deploy body cams. I believe there is a 99% chance that the sheriff's office will never implement body cams here in Erie County. And the reason that I believe that is because of this timeline. The reason I believe that because this man is questioning my ability to be able to ask for footage that clearly shows excessive force of one of our deputies on a civilian. The reason I believe that is because the sheriff has said multiple times a helicopter is more important than the transparency of his deputies interacting with civilians in Erie County. That's why I believe that. That's why I don't want to transfer funds.
Second the amendment.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor for the amendment. Motion to amend made by Legislator Baskin, seconded by Legislator Brusso. All in favor of the amendment? Upon the question? On a question, excuse me, legislator. You'll be next, legislator Rigo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Scott, let's just be really clear here. What I think was your main objection for funding these cameras, the process that we were taking, was that you were worried about the security, the chain of command of evidence. And now we have somebody from DISS here. Are you completely satisfied that obstacle, that problem has been resolved?
We are.
Okay. So what is your main objection now?
Just briefly reading it, there is no objection to this. Again, having discussion with some of your staff yesterday, it ended up being very productive. Hopefully it led to this amendment. We do, as I committed to during that meeting, is we're committed to fulfilling the timeline that we've stated in the RFP and publicly, and we're committed to implementing this program as soon as possible. We'd like to do it at the beginning of October.
Okay, so we're on the same page. We can go forward with this amendment.
I would believe so, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Legislator Rigo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here. You know, yeah, whenever there's an item on the agenda, we can talk about it. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work that way. And kindly enough, when we get our committee agendas, the new majority lists what we're having discussions on. For the committee agenda for today, we have a half an hour scheduled for this Public Safety Committee meeting, which started at 9:30. There is no indication that we were discussing anything, just business as usual. We're now at 10:30, when we're two committees behind on a busy day. The email that was passed around is bad, no question about it. I don't know why we weren't shown it earlier or why it wasn't discussed earlier, but clearly having your chief of staff ready to hand it out, this isn't about funding for the body cameras. This is about a personal vendetta. You know, we're not the federal government. We're not state government. We should get away from this type of behavior. The email is bad. If the sheriff were here, I would tell him, that's bad. Chair Baskin mentioned that we were pushed to spend money someplace else because of the budget balancing amendments. That's our job. Our job is to prioritize things, not to rubber stamp whatever the county executive wants, whoever he or she may be. So Chair Baskin and I had a discussion about what our priorities should be. I suggested we all agreed that body cameras should be a priority. That's how we got here. $600,000 was the ultimate decision because there was other priorities like the Albright Knox that the majority of this body felt should be where the money went. To sit here and say that we don't trust that the sheriff would do something, or to speak for the sheriff and say, I know that he'll never do it if we don't do it this way, is wrong. I don't allow people to speak for me. I don't think the sheriff allows people to speak for him. And Chair, I know you don't allow people to speak for you. If you wanted him here to discuss the email, or if you wanted him here to discuss the body cameras, you should have let him know. The amendment is the amendment, and if the sheriff's office has no problem with it, then I'll support it. That's fine. But to sit here and try and ambush Mr. Zilka, who is simply doing his job, coming here on other items, is wrong. You want to take out your personal vendettas and play politics with the sheriff's office? Don't do it in here. And don't do it against Scott. Bring the sheriff in. Invite him in and say why you want to talk to him. Or call him and say, hey, this email is garbage. Or clock it in and say, we should talk about this. It's wrong. It's a stunt. I'm tired of it.
And to bring back to your memory yesterday, you demanded we had this discussion yesterday.
Yeah, you know what, Chairman? I did. And to that point that I forgot, yeah, it did have something to do with their budget, because I asked how they're going to do it going forward. Mid-year budget hearings are to talk about how the 2019 budget's going and what we're looking at for 2020 going forward. So yeah, it was germane to the situation, and it was relevant to what we were talking about, and I did bring up the question because we weren't scheduled to talk about it. This whole meeting is happening because I asked the question yesterday.
Legislator Baskin, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's unfortunate that I feel when I speak passionately about an issue and bring forward concerns that have repetitively been talked about for over a year, just like with the local law that was recently passed for the Correction Specialist Board, there's an accusation of being ambushing people. I'm speaking from a place of concern. I do not want to see taxpayers spend any more of their hard-earned money on lawsuits and settling cases that have to do with excessive force from the deputies like we saw during the pilot project. And I don't want to see anybody else in this county be brought down the way that we saw a civilian brought down on that footage either. And I think the best way to do that is to move forward with this amendment, to thank Mr. Zilka for his agreeance in moving forward with the amendment. They're gonna open up the envelopes, we're gonna select a vendor, and it is my hope that we move forward and deploy body cameras here in Erie County for the greater good of all of our hardworking deputies and all of our civilians and the public safety of our neighborhoods and our families. Period. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
There's a motion on the floor to amend, seconded by Legislator Barroso. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We have two opposed. Motion carries.
Motion to approve as amended.
Motion to approve as amended.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Barroso. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We have one opposed. Motion carries.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.